Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, January 5, 2026, is Poisoning of Margaret Worden. In September 1826, Margaret Worden, a young servant girl living near Dundee, Scotland, died of arsenic poisoning. She was pregnant at the time of her death. The father was George Smith, the son of Worden's employers, Mary and David Smith. The attending doctor initially thought Worden died of cholera, but rumors of poisoning soon spread and she was exhumed. Her stomach contents were tested, arsenic was found, and Mary Smith was committed in October for trial in Edinburgh for her murder. Her defense advocates called nearly 50 witnesses, and the trial was delayed twice to allow the prosecution time to prepare. When the trial began on 5 February, the illness of a juror led to the trial being restarted on 19 February with a new jury. The advocates for the defense included Francis Jeffrey and Henry Coburn, both leading Scottish advocates of the day. The prosecution was led by William Ray, the Lord Advocate. Testimony at the trial made it clear that Smith had given Worden something to drink shortly before she became ill. The defense called witnesses who testified that Worden had said she would do some ill to herself and similar statements that implied she might have committed suicide. The medical evidence for the presence of arsenic was questioned by the defense, but in his instructions to the jury, the judge, David Boyle, told them that they should accept as fact Worden's death by arsenic and consider whether it had been administered by Smith. Boyle's instructions concluded at 5:30 a.m. on 20th of February, about 20 hours after the trial began. At 2 p.m. that afternoon, the jury returned a verdict of not proven, acquitting Smith of the crime. The trial was described in 1923 by the historian A.H. Miller as, in several particulars, the most remarkable trial that ever took place in Scotland. It was the subject of much contemporary interest, and accounts of it were published that recorded the testimony of the many witnesses who were called. Popular opinion at the time was that Smith, who became known as the Wife o' Denside, was guilty, and ballads were written about the case. One of Smith's own defense lawyers later wrote that he was sure she had committed the murder. The writer Walter Scott attended the reading of the verdict, and had no doubt of Smith's guilt. He commented afterwards that if that woman was my wife, I should take good care to be my own cook. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 037 UTC on Monday, January 5, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Poisoning of Margaret Worden. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Steven.